So I guess just maybe taking a more global look at neoadjuvant therapy, it seems like the trigger for neoadjuvant therapy in general is very, very low for HER2 positive disease, but also triple negative disease. Is that, again, your approach? If you see a patient with 1.5 or 2 or 2.5 centimeter tumor that's triple negative, are you going to be given neoadjuvant therapy?
I would say that we have a little bit higher threshold for giving neoadjuvant therapy in the triple negative patient, simply because if the patient is already a candidate for breast conservation therapy without preoperative treatment, we know that we can go to the operating room, do a lumpectomy, do a sentinel node biopsy. If that patient only has one or two positive sentinel nodes, we can avoid lymph node dissection. Whereas after pre-op chemotherapy, if we go to the operating room and find residual disease, they're going to get an axillary node dissection regardless of how much disease is there. So if a patient is already a candidate for breast conservation, 1 centimeter, 1.5 centimeter triple negative tumor, appropriate size breast, we would more likely be taking that patient to upfront surgery. But certainly, if a patient with triple negative disease is anywhere on the borderline of being a conservation patient or has a larger tumor or clearly has node positive disease, then yes, we treat triple negative patients very commonly with pre-op therapy.
Just to finish out on this patient, this 47-year-old lady, how did she do with the neoadjuvant therapy? Did she lose her hair? How did she feel?
She actually didn't. She did remarkably well. She had a minimal neuropathy that started towards the last cycle of the Taxol, but nothing significant, and she's doing very well postoperatively now, and that neuropathy has resolved.